We are the radio show in DFW when it comes to business. We'll prove that again tomorrow with our Business Tuesday Seggy, 23 hours from now. But not only do you get that business every Tuesday, every month we need to wrap up our business. And we call it an MBR. If you're not in the game, the business game, you don't know what that means. It means monthly business review. And here's Blake to present this month's, or I guess last month's, right?
Yeah, this is the April MBR. Right. Got a lot to get to, guys, so let's just start where we normally do with bad bits. Big month for bad bits. The first one was when HBO Max released that they are going to change their name to just Max.
Thumbs down.
That reminds me, I got to call my HBO guy.
Well, now.
Yeah, I got a guy who's bought out when they merged. They had a merger, and in the merger, they decided, yeah, let's drop this HBO name. I mean,
so is it going to have all new programming, or like all the old stuff won't be on there? Or what's different about it?
Just the name.
Oh, it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
Isn't Discovery part of this too? Aren't they coming on board?
Yeah, they.
I thought they were merging and putting a lot of their content on there too.
They are,
but it's already on there.
I don't think it's on there.
No,
is it?
No, the Discovery stuff was on its own site.
Yeah,
and now they're going to put that on Max, but it's exactly the same.
It's
as far as HBO goes.
Terrible bit.
They don't want to seem too elite.
Right. If I
like
want to go watch,
HBO is too highbrow. I want you to know you can also watch trash TV.
Very dumb, and a lot of people made a lot of money to make that decision.
Another bad bit. Georgia football in their spring game takes a delay of game to honor a player who died after their parade.
That's going to be tough to top. A delay of game in the red versus black game?
It will be hard to top, but the Boston Marathon tried. They had dogs at the starting line to honor the official race dog's death in February.
Rough.
It was a big month for bad bits.
Yes, it was. I've started a new list.
Oh, no.
And this is the Roseanne's list. So whenever you guys say that someone looks like a Roseanne, I'm going to write it down. Our first and only entry so far is Travis Tritt.
Look it up. Put a picture of him side by side. My grandma was a complete Roseanne. I've heard from many people who say, like, hey, my stepmom was a Roseanne. You'll know it when you see it. It's a type of human. It doesn't have to be a female, as proven by Travis Tritt, a Roseanne.
Next category here in the Hang Zone MBR, things Dan or Jake want. Dan, on the 28th of April, Dan wants to be at the level where someone else makes his phone calls.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, Jerry Jones, the president. Things like that. That's pretty high level. I don't think I'll ever be there.
It's pretty high. Can I add one, like real meta
style? So if somebody calls Jake and says, hold on, can you hold on? Dan will be on the line here in a second.
Yeah.
Like that's a power move. You're the one who will hold.
Right.
I don't even have time to even make the call.
Like they do this for the president. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah,
like somebody
will
just wait for like an hour. I want to be able to say, hold my calls.
Okay.
Like get on the intercom and...
Yeah, hey, sissy.
Tell your assistant...
Or Mike, or whoever. Hold my calls.
On the 26th, Dan wants to date Jessica Lynch.
Oh, man.
That's an old one, right?
It is an old one. I'm not sure if...
He just didn't know about it.
He just didn't know about your proclivity for POWs.
Yeah, any POWs. Because I can't treat them worse than they'll ever have been treated.
Yeah, but if you can get a POW, like a 6 is a POW 9.
Sure.
So you're not any POW. Let's make it her.
On the 18th, Jake wants to get his home network situation squared away.
Yeah, I don't even really know what that means.
I don't either.
But Gordon started talking about it, and I felt like my network is very vulnerable.
Jake wants to tweet out endings to TV shows.
I think that would be funny.
What do you mean? Like series finales?
Yeah, like when the first episode of Succession happened. Not first. Whatever it was.
What, the first of this season? And then it's...
Was that the first one this year? Whenever the death happened, I wanted to immediately tweet,
yeah,
I can't believe such and such just died at this point of this episode of Succession.
You can be that guy.
Yeah, don't be that guy.
There is that guy. That could be your lane. You know, like Jeselnik's lane is if someone dies, he laughs at it, makes fun of it. Like, he's that guy. There's not many of those. Where you could be that guy. I'll be spoiler guy. Just to make people mad.
I'm going to pass. But I do have that small itch to go see a movie on the night it comes out and immediately tweet the surprise ending.
Like the Thursday release movie.
Exactly. Yeah. With a fairly large account, I think that'd be funny.
All right. Dan wants a business library. Dan wants to be an enabler. Jake wants a controversy or stunts category on his Wikipedia.
It'll get there. Trust me.
It's a pretty good one.
I mean, if I am worth a Wikipedia page, that would be there one day.
Let's move to our points category. You get a point for a killer reference or a funny joke here on the show. Dan leads everyone with 37, Mina with 35, Jake with 31. Hey, Ty got a point this month.
Yay!
Or maybe college basketball, because he, I think, was doing a bunch of games in the past couple weeks.
And maybe high school basketball, too.
He called the McDonald's All-American game.
Oh, the one with Bronny?
Yeah.
Is Wade's son in that, too?
Wade Phillips?
Yeah, Wade Phillips.
Wes, sir.
There's the point for that.
That's not bad.
No, not bad, Ty.
Thank you.
Don't know if it's a point, but
Ty. Come on, man.
The point of the month.
But it's a where's the bar?
Sure, it's a handicap.
Well, the point of the month goes to Dan. Here's Dan on the 13th of April. You guys have planted that in his head. Because he probably thinks about that once a morning now.
Who?
Hawkeye.
No, he doesn't.
Stumbling on that word.
He really probably doesn't, because that word is so far out of the realm of his language that probably doesn't.
Where we'll throw that word around all the time anyway.
Right. Because I'm sitting in the driveway before I go inside.
Yeah, I'm thinking, man, I'm going to go inside and get me some C.
No one says that, ever.
Let me see that.
No. Let me see that.
I laughed about that for a few days after. Just the idea of one of your buddies, like, just in his conquest story, being like, dude, you're not going to believe the C I got after.
We got to ask your lady for the C.
Let me get some...
All right, Kim spins. You are up to 429.
Unsustainable pace.
13 in the month of April. You were given one of them. This from Ted Emmerich. He gave us a Jim Nance Kim spin because when Ted was at the Masters, he saw Jim Nance take off his shoes and socks to walk the 13th fairway.
Just so he could feel the Masters.
Yeah. So when he's on
flowing
the
one with the grass.
Exactly. He's one with the course.
Yes, I would not, like, if you heard that he, like, late at night went out there and laid on the grass naked, would you be surprised?
Of course not.
Yeah.
No.
Has he christened the Masters?
By himself?
No. Well, yeah, I guess
you sure?
He would. Yeah.
Dude, he's got a Masters hole at his house.
He's definitely...
That one.
...been pleasured on that hole.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see... Let me just do a couple of these, a couple of the new Kim spins. David Dow, I didn't know this.
You may know him as the Kimmy guy on the plane. I know him as a former physician who was trading medical prescriptions for drugs for gay sex. And then they suspended his license and he ended up on the World Series of Poker.
And then he ended up getting dragged off a plane.
Correct.
Like, this is all before.
Yeah, he's had quite the life.
The Beatles?
Maybe Paul, for sure Paul, and maybe others have admitted that in interviews that the Beatles used to just sit in a room together and yank it together.
Wasn't the newspaper headline "Beat the Beatles"?
It was. Okay. It was very good.
Susie Colbert?
What's hers?
Susie Colbert?
It's really funny.
She has a funny tennis ball or a fuzzy tennis ball face?
No.
I've been up close to Susie Colbert.
She voted for an award.
Oh, yeah. That Susie Colbert voted on her NFL MVP ballot this year. She put the Bills trainer as an MVP vote, but as fifth.
But not to win. Yeah, just as fifth place. Last one, Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey. What's the name of the movie, Ty? It's a...
The Master of Disguise.
Master of Disguise, yeah, where he had this really funny turtle costume, and he's got like huge glasses that make his eyes look all funny. And he was on the set of Master of Disguise when 9/11 happened. And they did like a prayer circle, everyone on the crew, while he was wearing the turtle costume.
It's not really a Kemp spin. That's just funny.
Yeah, I agree.
By the way, Travis Tritt does look like a Roseanne. So you have to, like, your face gets really round.
Yeah.
And then your body is kind of eggy, but not quite an egg.
Yeah.
And just kind of disheveled. Big clothing.
Yeah.
Big shirts. Yeah, nothing tight.
Yeah.
We introduced this category pretty recently, and it's called Dan's Other Jobs. And it's funny to picture Dan doing just really anything else. I've added two more to the list in this month. On the 19th, Dan is a major league closer.
High leverage situation.
Yeah, he's got to come in and...
It's instead of...
the moment wouldn't be too big for me.
Yeah, instead of Metallica or the trumpet song or Bad to the Bone, it's just like some nice yacht rock.
Soft.
Takes 70s
soft
rock. 10 minutes to get to the mound.
It's the Pina Colada song.
And the other one, I forget why we were talking about this, but just Dan as a gun owner.
So these aren't jobs I've actually had.
No, no. This is just putting basically put fake Dan into
gun ownership.
Yeah, just the thought of, you know, if I didn't know how to drive a car, you know, because gun talk, you have gun talk and at least, you know, be trained and have to get a license for it. You know, that just seems regular, like normal, that it can kill someone, but yes. And she was alarmed at the fact when I just told her, you know, I can go buy a gun tomorrow and just have it. And she thought that sounds very dangerous.
I agree.
If I was able to go buy a gun, but I can.
Guy who's never held gun.
But I don't have to get training. I don't have to take an eye test. Yeah, it seems, something seems wrong there.
You know, in Switzerland, you have to get licensed to have a dog.
Is that true?
Yeah. I always thought that was, I saw a guy in a trolley there, and it had the most well-behaved dog I've ever seen. Struck up a conversation. He explained it to me. You have to go to courses with the dog. You have to pass a test. There's only certain breeds you can own. And it turns out it works.
Really quick before we close out with the words with Dan, just some notes from the show. On April 3rd, Jake made a cop really mad by calling him a pig.
All right, it was a joke. I thought we were all joking and having fun.
You came in harsh, though.
What's up, pig?
Yeah, it's, you didn't soft shoe it for, you know, the comedy would be, you know, hey, I smell bacon. Do you smell some kind of a pork product? And you're like, hey, pig! And he hung up.
He did hang up.
Fuck out of here.
But it was a joke.
Oh, I think, hey, it's memorable.
The next cop we had on after him was like, I don't know what that guy's deal was.
Yeah. But, you know, if you didn't do that, we wouldn't be talking about this today.
April 6th, DJ had a Easter egg hunt for his dog and showed Jake pictures.
Deplorable. Just one of the worst.
Well, he had a birthday party for his dog last year.
An Encanto-themed birthday party. On April 12th, Dan, you told us that Andre Agassi was breastfed by his grandma once.
That's right. It's from the book.
On April 18th, Dan once punched a hole in the wall because his mom threatened his Florida vacation.
It didn't even exist.
Yeah, that came out after, yeah. We were arguing, she's like, oh, you're being such an a-hole that we're not going to go on that vacation that you didn't know about three seconds ago.
On 420, Jake says he invented watching the internet on your TV.
Stand by that.
421, Dan, you stepped in a massive bear trap with DeMarcus Ware.
Oh, man, how have we not heard that again?
We will at some point.
So what's your first tattoo? Oh, it's a child that passed. Both my first two.
And then apparently at some point
he handled it very, you know, he was nice about it.
Yeah, Jake got us back on track too.
With when did you learn to play guitar?
Yeah. And then in the month of April,
I want to know about your third tattoo.
No.
Dan is bring your cooler to work guy now.
Dude. I was thinking about Big Cooler all weekend.
Which is a major development. And let's close with
twice during the month, right?
Yeah, twice. Let's close with a Words with Dan.
I think Tyler's sandbagging.
Yeah, no, I mean,
he just looks athletic. I know he's really, or Blake said he's like an a-hole on the softball field, which means very...
correct.
He's...
I just said he was a fiery guy.
I'm not sure that helps you much in golf.
For? Yeah, he's...
Competitive.
Competitive, yeah.
That's really the word you were looking for?
Just shut up.
Competitive.
That's what I love about Words with Dan, because I don't know what to guess sometimes, because I'm thinking, boy, he must be looking for a top-shelf offering here, when sometimes it's just kindergarten.
Yeah. So, all right, there's our monthly business review for the Hang Zone.
Love it.